in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and you got to resign, you do what you can to do it, and then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he gets touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Oh man, we are getting ready for really one of the most exciting weeks that we have had in a long, long time with this football team. Certainly most exciting since I came aboard this thing just before the start of last year's training camp that we went on the air. Yep, it's draft week. We are 3 days away from clearly the most important draft that the Browns have had in recent years. And yours truly will be there in New York for that. This show will be there for back-to-back days, Wednesday and Thursday, broadcasting from Manhattan, covering the draft, hanging out first at a place called Manny's on 2nd, which is a restaurant that is frequented by Browns backers of New York. Lots of Browns backers in that area. Many of them I know are listening right now. Looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday night and hanging out with me as we do the show live from Manny's. And then on Thursday, the show moves over to Radio City Music Hall. We will be set up, really, I think, the only NFL team that will have a show presence there. But why not? The Browns have two first-round picks that night, 4 and 22, in case you forgot or didn't know or have been living somewhere in a cave. 4 and 22. Those are the numbers that I think all of us have stuck in our heads for these past months? Weeks? Probably more like months. Tonight's show will be, just like all of them this week, draft-themed. Joe Thomas is going to join us, the 5-time Pro Bowl Browns offensive tackle. Going to recall his draft experience of 2007, one of the most unique of any player in this league. A guy who chose to spend draft day on a boat fishing rather than in New York, hanging out with other select draft picks, a guy who was projected to go very high in the draft, and he did, 3rd overall to the Browns, and that's paid off handsomely with his tremendous career so far, 5 Pro Bowls in 5 seasons, but just recalling how unique that day, how special that day was for him. Bernie Kosar is with us, and Bernie's going to reflect on his draft thoughts right now and as we see them, because this is something that's worthy of conversation, as we know, pretty much daily, hourly, by the minute. And then we're going to get into your season ticket questions. It's Monday, so we're going to do that, the season ticket holders who submit questions. And you're going to hear from a season ticket holder, a gentleman who has been selected by the Browns to make the Browns' 4th-round pick on Saturday. This guy's from Rhode Island. Actually, he's originally from Northeast Ohio, living in Rhode Island, still a season ticket holder, has been since 1979. Gary Stifler is his name, and Gary's going to be in New York on Saturday announcing the Browns' 4th-round pick. So very cool opportunity for him, and going to want to hear from him. We hear from you, the questions you submit via the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages, and via the Browns' official voicemail line. 855, everything's official, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6134. And we let you hear these comments and questions just like this one.
Hello, this is Richard Clovis from Greenville, South Carolina. My comment is to go with Trent Richardson as your running back, Kate McCoy as a quarterback, and at 22, you can jump around and do whatever you want to with it, but I would think you would get a right wide receiver at that point. Kendall Wright or Corey Glenn or Eric And Trent Richardson will be a Jim Brown, Eric Dickerson, or Walter Payton, all wrapped up in one man, and he will give you over 1,000 yards first year. Okay, thank you very much.
Quite an endorsement for Trent Richardson there, comparing him to all those greats of the Browns' past. If he was just one of those guys, and maybe even like half of one of those guys, I think a lot of people would be very pleased with that. But that's high praise for him, and it's reflective of what the mindset is overwhelmingly among Browns Nation heading into this draft, is what this team should do with the fourth pick. And again, it's a cliche now. Oh, they got to take Richardson. Got to take Richardson. Have to take Richardson. And as I look through the questions from Twitter or comments that we get that just flooded in over the weekend and today, and every other one is draft Richardson, take Richardson, draft Richardson, all from different folks. And the feeling is that he's going to just solve so much and be everything this team needs him to be. I get a little nervous about that, too, when there's that much hype over one guy. But there is a lot of hype and a lot of feeling that, guess what? The Browns aren't the only team that could be interested in Richardson. Just so you know, that perhaps another team decides to move ahead of the Browns. That's been speculated upon and talked about. You've heard that, too. And maybe want to leapfrog over, get that third pick, and grab him there. So something to think about. It makes this a very intriguing draft, to say the least, and one that we can't talk enough about. And we are going to talk more about it in a couple of minutes. We're going to have a conversation, again, mainly about looking back, but getting the whole concept of being a pick in the top five of the draft. Joe Thomas was that in 2007, so he can certainly relate on whoever it is that the Browns pick at number four on Thursday night. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Here I am again in this mean old town. So far away from...
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Looking for a new pharmacy? Choose Discount Drug Mart for fast, friendly, convenient service. New customers, start the new year off right by earning 500 Pro Points with a new or transferred prescription. Pro Points can be redeemed for free Indians, Cavs, Monsters, or Gladiators memorabilia and game time experiences. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, and antibiotic medication.
Hurry, offer ends January 31st, 2012. See store for details. Discount Drug Mart is open every day, including holidays.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Don't miss the April Cleveland Sports and Business Alliance Luncheon coming up Wednesday, April 25th at Maggiano's. Join me, Bruce Hooley, along with Will Burge and former Cleveland Brown Frank Stams for a discussion previewing the upcoming draft. Enjoy lunch while networking and talking draft. Not a CSBA member? Come anyway and check out the group. Wednesday, April 25th at Maggiano's in Beechwood. RSVP now at cleveland.sportsandbusiness.net. The CSBA is brought to you by 212 Capital Group and ESPN Cleveland.
Hit the open road to Grand Slam Savings at Avalon RV. For 1 week only, swing in and save on over 300 motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels. Get a free hitch with any travel trailer purchase. Avalon RV has Ohio's lowest prices and largest selection. Sale starts April 21st and goes through April 28th. Visit AvalonRVCenter.com or call 800-860-7728. You can follow Avalon RV on Facebook and Twitter. Avalon RV Center, Route 18 in Medina.
To bring us back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for this full hour, talking Browns talk. And guess what? Today is a Let's Move It Monday. It's brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps a day in this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Really happy to have with us right now Browns Pro Bowl offensive tackle Joe Thomas. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Hey, well, thank you for having me on. It's good to be back.
Well, it's great to have you. And Joe, your story is still one of the best, I think, when we talk about the draft. I know a lot of good stories, but yours is as good as it gets because you decided, again, to forsake that opportunity that so many of the players, top prospects, take to go to New York, and you decided the best place to be in 2007 before you were the third overall pick was in a boat. So recreate that for us. And what was the thinking that went into that?
Well, there was a lot of different lines of thinking that kind of went into that. And one of them was, I think, the year before, or maybe it was a couple years before, when Aaron Rodgers was at the draft. And, you know, he slid in the draft, I think, down to like 24 or something like that. And it just looked like a very awkward, non-fun environment. And the way the media and the TV coverage kind of portrayed it was like, kind of the theme of the draft was Aaron Rodgers sliding in the draft and crashing and burning. And to me, that wasn't really an attractive thing. And I've never been really the type of person that loves the media spotlight or putting myself out there for whatever reason. So going to New York just to be on TV and to be the celebrity type thing didn't appeal to me either. Also, my dad and I, growing up, always used to go fishing on Saturday mornings and Saturday afternoons growing up. And it was a great tradition that we had, getting out on Lake Michigan and salmon fishing. And so, for me, I would much rather spend the time with my family going out fishing and doing something that maybe won't be able to have a lot of time to do going forward because of how busy you are once you go into the NFL and once you're doing your off-season stuff. And for the most part, I knew that I wasn't going to be living in Wisconsin anymore. Right. So the opportunity to go fishing back home was pretty limited. So I figured the best place for me, the least stress, kind of the last chance to get a little bit out of the spotlight as much as possible, was just to spend the day fishing. And to me, I didn't even think it was a big deal. I hadn't really followed the draft all that closely to see that it was a big deal when somebody turned it down. And the NFL came to me a number of different times saying, you're making a big mistake, we really think you need to go, it's important for you, you can set yourself up with marketing deals and make yourself more high profile. But none of that stuff really was important or really mattered to me. So I think I made the right decision, but it actually created more of a media stir than if I would have gone, because I was one of the first guys, I think, that actually declined the opportunity.
You were. Certainly as high as you were projected to be selected. Do you regret at all? I mean, looking back on it and looking at how much of a, quote, fuss or commotion that was created by it, how much news it generated, because it had kind of the opposite effect
of
the low-key
really
thing.
Yeah, it did.
Are you saying if you had to do it over again, would you say that you'd go to New York?
No, I mean, it's an easy decision for me.
Okay.
I mean, it did end up creating a big stir and a lot of fuss, which wasn't the intention, but to me, still getting dressed up in a suit and going on stage and taking pictures and being in front of the cameras was not...
It was just not my thing,
and to me, the NFL draft, I think, from college players' perspective and a lot of other people on the outside, kind of gets overemphasized, because to me it was all about Sundays in the fall.
Yeah.
Playing football, winning games, that's what it was about to me. And all these guys talked about the biggest day of my life, you know, all this stuff about I'm training, I'm doing everything I can to get drafted higher, I've never worked out harder. Well, to me, it's about playing the games and winning the games in the fall. It's not about
it's not
where
how
you're drafted.
How you got
it's not how you get there, it's what you do when you get there. And so, to me, I just really wanted to downplay it because I didn't agree with a lot of the philosophy.
Yeah, behind it. Joe, so how did let's go back to the fishing trip. About what time of day did you guys start out, and who all was in the, you know, give me the itinerary on the fishing
sure.
trip as you remember
sure,
it back
sure.
in 07.
Yeah, you know, it was cool because it was something that got my mind off the draft too, because it's a very stressful time. It's a stressful process because you don't know where you're going to be the next however many years. And there's really a lot of kind of things that could happen. And if you're sitting there for days and weeks on end, you could really kind of go crazy trying to figure out where I'm going to get drafted and who's going to draft me, who likes me, who doesn't like me. And so having that fishing trip, we got up like at 5 a.m. or something, you know, like okay. we always do.
Normal routine.
Just a normal routine. Got to the lake just about sunrise, got on the boat. And actually when we first pushed off and went out fishing with Foxy Lady Charters, which was out of like Port Washington, Wisconsin, which was a great charter that we'd known growing up and stuff. We first pushed out and kind of went out of cell range to try to get on some fish because we knew the draft wasn't starting right away.
Right. And you had to have your phone.
And you had to have your phone because way back in history, some person apparently passed away right before the draft.
Yeah.
They got drafted
because
the team didn't know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the routine now is that all NFL teams have to call you and make sure everything's okay, your status hasn't changed, you're not in jail.
You're breathing.
You know, whatever's going on so they don't draft somebody who's not able to show up.
Yeah.
So
big thing.
Yeah, so we actually started outside of cell range a little bit, tried to catch fish before kind of the draft was about to start. We knew what time it was. I can't remember if it was 10 or 11, something in there.
Late morning, yeah.
Yeah, late morning where we knew, all right, we're going to have to try to come a little bit closer to shore and start paying attention to what's going to happen.
Did you have a few messages when you waited for you when you got back in the range?
You know what? I think everybody kind of knew, don't call him unless it's time to get drafted because you wouldn't want that pump fake where
and there was
somebody
a,
was calling.
Was there, there were cameras... there was some coverage of you. There was coverage of you.
Yeah,
in the boat.
So ESPN and a couple other people asked to do like a live.
Yeah.
Here's Joe Thomas fishing on draft day, where they go back and forth. And I said, that's not why I wanted to do it. I really don't want cameras here. But we ended up agreeing to let an NFL Network camera come on the boat, record it, and then cut it up and show it. You know, a couple weeks later, after the fact or whatever. And so when I ended up getting drafted, we knew that it was about time to wrap up the fishing day. Got the cell phone call from Phil Savage and Romeo Crennel that said, stay on the line. All right, we're going to draft you.
Yeah.
And then at that point, we drove to the dock, and they had, you know, a various media
coverage
sources were there to do the post-draft interview.
Joe Thomas, offensive tackle for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. This is cool stuff. So you, and it was you, your dad, who else was?
It was me, my dad, my father-in-law, and then actually Joe Panos. He was a guy that coached me in high school that was kind of a mentor to me.
I know
and,
Joe well, yep.
He played for Buffalo and Philly as an offensive guard from my hometown.
Yeah.
And so he's a big fisherman, too. So we gave him one of the extra tickets, the Willy Wonka ticket, let him come on the boat with us.
So, and did you catch, what'd you catch that day?
We actually, you know, it's still pretty early to be out trolling for salmon in Lake Michigan, but we caught a few brown trout and had a good trip. We caught like a 15-pound brown trout, which is like an enormous brown trout out there. So it was a very successful fun day.
As third overall pick of the draft, it got to be as memorable a fishing trip as you've ever been on. You caught some fish, and you're spending as much as you could get quality time with your father with cameras there too.
Sure.
But it added up to being what you wanted it to be.
Yeah, it really did. It turned out, and I was glad that it didn't get too much publicity on the boat, so that we could actually kind of just enjoy the fishing a little bit and enjoy being together one last time before the hustle and bustle of the NFL. Because really, after you get drafted, I mean, you kind of get whisked right away to the city you go to, and it's a full court press right away because you have rookie mini camps and workouts and everything, and it's kind of crazy the minute you get drafted.
I think there's a point that has to be emphasized. You touched on it earlier that your ranking, where you're drafted, really does not matter because it's all about what you do once you are on that team. And it's sort of, this could actually serve as a message, presuming the Browns draft the in that fourth spot, which would be one click below yours, still a very high place to draft a player. That would be the message, I guess, you'd want to give to that guy.
Yeah, no question. I think that's the important message that all rookies really need to hear, and hopefully they hear it from some veteran on their team. But a lot of guys, they come in and they think, well, I was drafted third or fourth overall, I have already made it. And they don't understand that the NFL doesn't care where you're drafted. They just care what you can do on Sundays. And so it's an important message for them to learn that, yeah, you may have worked hard in college and you were a good player and you got drafted high, but nobody cares anymore.
And let's go back in time, too, because, Joe, you did have a Pro Bowl rookie year. You've been in the Pro Bowl now five consecutive times since you entered this league. But that first year to, like, the second year and this whole mindset of earning your way, take me back to that, and what was your mindset like through that rookie season?
Well, you know, in my rookie year, I just wanted – I knew I was a third overall, but I still wanted to just – fit in with the other rookies because I was the first guy drafted, but I wanted to just come in on the same playing field that everyone else is. I wanted to be the rookie, and we had plenty of vets on the team that made sure I still got hazed and I still had to do all the weekly chores for all the veterans. And no matter where you're drafted, you still have to earn the respect, and it was important for me to earn the respect of the guys I was going to play with right away.
And as we look at it from there going forward, you certainly have established yourself as one of the very best in this game at that position. You ended up getting a new contract last year. But I always get the feeling, Joe, that you stay grounded. And I know, okay, it's not the so-called glamour position, but nonetheless, as offensive line positions go, it's the one that does get the greatest spotlight, protecting that quarterback's blind side and such. How do you keep yourself sort of in that mindset that you were on that boat where you said, hey, it doesn't matter where I'm drafted?
Yeah. Well, to me, football is the ultimate team game, and until we win that Super Bowl, it's going to be pretty easy for me to be grounded because that's what you play for, you know. It's a business, and you play for the contracts and that thing, but the most important thing is the wins and losses and winning the Super Bowl. That's the ultimate event, and that's the ultimate game in all sports, in my opinion. So until that happens, then maybe I would need a reality check, but until then, we got plenty of work to do, and every day I just wake up and think about all the work that needs to be done until we win that Super Bowl.
Speaking of work, this is the second week of the off-season workout program. How's it going so far for you, the rest of the guys? And what's your sense of just the mindset of this team as it tries to work its way to being much better than it was last year?
Well, I love the off-season workouts because it's really fun having a couple months off and then coming back and you see all the players that you haven't seen in a few months and a couple new faces right now. But it's just good because you're getting back together with the guys and you're starting that process towards that end goal in February, and it's especially fun right now before the draft because you don't have any new rookies. You got all the guys that for the most part you worked with the year before, and it's just putting that nose to the grindstone again and starting building that pyramid right from the bottom, and it's just a really fun time of year for me.
You gonna watch this year's draft?
I don't think so, actually, to be honest.
Will you go fishing?
You know what? I'm actually doing a Make-A-Wish event that night. So
okay.
I'm sure there may be a TV somewhere that I'll probably pay attention. I'll definitely pay attention to who the Browns pick. But I guess maybe if I don't have anything going on at once.
Joe, thanks so much for stopping
by. Thanks, Vic.
He is Joe Thomas, five-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you of rings and all kinds of other tempting things.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Lube favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay confused.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings, building your education, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Everydoor direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit usps.com/mail to learn more.
One more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
It's time to stand up to your allergies. Time to put your boot down and take back your garden. Ragweed, schmagweed. What's that, pollen? Is that all you got? My eyes aren't even close to watering. Oh, hey, Mr. Jingles, of course I want to cat wrestle with you. It's time to get a new partner in your fight against allergies and all things itchy and scratchy. Stop fearing the green grass and mow it down with those little stripes that make the neighbors jealous. Target Pharmacy is here to give you a daily dose of Take That, Allergies.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Let's get serious for a moment. Each year, 14,000 deaths and 140,000 serious injuries occur in teen-related accidents, 40% due to high speed. Highway Guardian is a GPS-based device that aids in the safety of young drivers by limiting them to a speed of 73 miles an hour. Developed locally by law enforcement officers, peace of mind for you, mom, dad. You can actually be in the car with your kids. Visit HighwayGuardian.com. Highway Guardian, protection at the speed of life.
The worldwide leader in Cleveland cyber sports, the all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Crowd, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24-7, 365 to the pulse of a Cleveland sports team.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPNCleveland.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. We are only 3 days away from the 2012 NFL Draft. I know most of you know that. Log on to ClevelandBrowns.com. Now, you might not know this, and if you don't, get on this, because great contest. Predict the numbers 4 and 22 overall picks in the Pick 2 Draft Contest for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2012 Browns home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles September 9th at Cleveland Browns Stadium, and a prize pack on top of that. Join us for the draft party at Cleveland Browns Stadium on Thursday. Again, 3 days. Doors are opening at 6 p.m. Admission is free. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Very happy to have with us now a special guest. This gentleman will be announcing the Browns' fourth-round pick on Saturday. He is a season ticket holder since 1979. He is on the line with us from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. His name, Gary Stifler. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic. A pleasure to do this.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you're going to be handling those duties for the Browns. They've picked you to do this, and it's got to be a pretty exciting thing to think that you're going to be up there on the stage in Radio City Music Hall announcing that pick.
Oh, I'm excited. And when I got the phone call, I was actually driving in the car, and I think I had to, if I remember, I pulled over to the side of the road. I was so excited. It was short of seeing my Browns in the Super Bowl. This is the most exciting thing that's happened.
Yeah, hopefully this draft will help to that end. Now, Gary, you're a native Northeast Ohioan, transplant in Pawtucket, but talk about your Browns experience from the time that you were growing up here, and then but you kept your season ticket and wanted to continue to commute to these games. What that process has been like?
Well, like many Cleveland Browns fans, you know, I have been a lifelong fan, and when I was able in 1979 to get tickets at that time with three other buddies, we started out in the end zone in the old stadium before it was called the Dog Pound, and over the years, as some of my friends dropped off, I kept my season tickets, and even though I've now, for business reasons, had to live in some other states, still get back. My two sons and my family are still diehard fans, so they always fight over who's coming back to the games with me, so it's a fun time.
Yeah, that's a great commitment and dedication, and you know, again, we truly appreciate that on your part. Now, this trip to New York for you, not only do you get the chance to announce the pick, you're also going to have an opportunity to meet Commissioner Goodell.
Yes, I just found that out actually this morning, and I understand my son and I will be attending a brunch with the commissioner, and so hopefully I can personally thank him for making sure we got the team brought back in 99.
Super. Well, what's your thoughts about the Browns draft, Gary? A lot of people I know have, Browns fans have all kinds of opinions on what the team should do with the fourth pick, and of course they got that 22nd pick, and up to the pick that you're going to be announcing. I mean, all important picks, all 13 are important, but what are your thoughts on how this team should handle it?
Well, I've gone back and forth, and actually this is a fun discussion with my two sons and I, because I think we all three have different thoughts here. I'm definitely a huge Trent Richardson fan. However, you know, in the NFL, as we know how tough that is, you know, running backs' lives are usually a very short career. So, you know, whether to burn that high a draft pick on that, I'm concerned. I actually expect them to potentially trade down a little bit and pick up a few more picks so that we can, keep filling some of the other holes that we have.
All right. Well, Gary, great stuff. And again, we look forward to seeing you in New York.
Thanks, Vic. Appreciate it.
All right. He is Gary Stifler. He is the Browns fan who will be season ticket holder since 79, who will be announcing the Browns' fourth round pick in the draft. And it's Wednesday, and we read questions from season ticket holders like Gary. This one is William, submitted to us from, he's from Medina. He's a season ticket holder since 1966. William says, I'd like to say I'm waiting to see who we pick in the draft, but we know how that goes. I've been coming to games since I was 25. I'm 71 now. That's a long time. Tell Mike, I know he means Mike Holmgren, that I can't wait 10 years for a Super Bowl. Well, William, I can assure you Mike Holmgren doesn't want to wait 10 years for a Super Bowl either, nor does anyone in the organization. It's understood that this is a win-now league. It's understood that everything you do, and this draft in particular, has to be done with immediate results, not with hopeful building type of results. And that does not mean that you can also say, oh yeah, this draft will guarantee this team a chance to win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl. I think that's kind of silly talk to just say that. But I do think, and I grasp your perspective of where you are in life and what you want to see, and there are a lot of Browns fans like you who just want to see it now, and I hope so. Now is 2012, but I tend to believe that the impact of this draft can shorten that can go a long way towards shortening the timetable of when this team is viewed in that in that area of one that could be not too long from getting to the Super Bowl, getting to the postseason, which means you got a shot. 49ers showed us that last year. Lori from Twinsburg, season ticket holder since 1999. I heard a radio announcer say that we were trading away our first round pick, in parentheses again. Say it ain't so. Well, Lori, I can't say it ain't or is so. We'll see what happens Thursday. I think it's possible. I would be lying to you if I said in my mind I didn't go into this draft thinking it was quite possible. The history of the team and especially of the general manager who will be running this draft, Tom Hekert, is to trade, to maneuver, to move, and possibly move down. Maybe you move up. Maybe you move up. Maybe you move to three if you target somebody so much in that spot to get that player. I don't know. But moving down is a distinct possibility because it does accumulate, allow you to get more picks. We know that story. And then how far down do you go to get a player you want plus additional draft picks? I wouldn't have a big problem with that. And we never have a big problem with what's coming up next. Bernie Kosar will be joining us. He's a regular, you know that, on this show. I'm going to talk some draft with Bernie. That's up next on Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease the best-selling Escape or F-150 for only $199 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to say to lose.
Moms, make sure your little receiver catches touchdowns, not a cold. For the best defense against two-hand touch, use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer. Share the moment, not the germs. And carry Purell jelly wraps in purses, backpacks, or in the van. Your family can refresh their hands and kill germs on the go. After all, Purell's the brand trusted and used in hospitals. So why not make it the brand trusted and used on Pee-wee gridirons everywhere? Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
The worldwide leader in Cleveland cyber sports, the all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Browns, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24/7, 365 to the pulse of the Cleveland sports scene.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPNCleveland.com.
Ah, the sounds of spring are back in the air, and they're telling you to get out to Medina VW Mazda to take advantage of their spring savings. That's right, get out to 3950 Pearl Road in Medina and see my guys, Scott and Steve. Their staff is the best in Northeast Ohio. They're also home to the low price guarantee, and they don't play any sales games, so you know you're always getting the best deal on any VW or Mazda. Right now, lease the 2012 Jetta S for just $139 per month, or roll around in Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the all-new Passat, for $199 per month. How about the new look Beetle for just $209 per month? All for 36-month leases with just $19.99 due at signing. Rising gas prices putting a dent in your wallet? Then check out the Mazda 3 with SkyActiv technology. You'll get over 40 miles per gallon. It's all at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, 3950 Pearl Road in Medina, or online anytime, MedinaVWMazda.com. It's time to experience the Medina VW Mazda difference today.
Hi, this is Alex Mack, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. As the big center just said, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now and more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at only $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
He's with us for the first of his two weekly visits. Good buddy Bernie Kosar. How was your weekend, man?
You had a good one. How about yourself?
It was great as we inch ever closer to this draft now, Bernie. It is 3 days and counting until we see what finally happens with this thing. And I guess as the days get shorter to the draft, the conversation ramps up, the propaganda ramps up, the trade scenarios start coming out from all different places, and now all of a sudden, with the Browns sitting at four, you know, there's talk of a team, perhaps Tampa Bay, wanting to leapfrog the Browns to get their shot at Trent Richardson.
Well, we talked about it on the show a couple of times, and I know Greg Schiano's the new coach and head coach down at Tampa Bay, but Butch Davis, one of his mentors, who got Greg started in the business at the University of Miami, and him are really good friends. He's the senior advisor, and really familiar with him from my days at UM, playing with him at the Cowboys. We won the Super Bowl, and then back at UM, and then here with Cleveland. And he has shown a history to really pick one, two, three guys that he really, really loves in a given draft, whether it was Sean Taylor and Kellen Winslow II back in, I think it was 2004, when I think the Browns had the seventh pick and he traded with Detroit, who had the sixth pick, and gave away his second round pick to move up that one spot because Sean Taylor was off the board, and that left K2 as the guy, the last guy he really wanted, and he goes and gets him. If he believes that strongly in Claiborne or Trent Richardson, him wanting to trade that one spot with us, if he thinks we're going to do it, or jump to number three over us, that's not out of the realm of possibilities.
And then the other thing you look at from a Browns perspective is you can get caught up in this trade talk too and say, okay, what's going to happen with the Browns? How do they respond to get this player? Are the Browns the team that needs to move up one spot, or do they, do you move down to again accumulate more picks and go that route? Because I think it comes down to weighing how close you are to being a contender, and I think it'd be safe to say that, you know, this team isn't one or two players away from that, but how much more can you improve, or how much of an improvement can you make as a team while also adding to your ability to continue to better yourself as time goes on in the years ahead, not just the year ahead?
Well, that's the math equation that you try to put together to get the formula to hopefully get the answer right. And time's going to tell what's really right and what was wrong. But at this stage, this is where the meetings and some of the guys I've met, some of the other ones I haven't, so it's really hard to speak definitively on some of the guys, which I really would have liked to have met. But if you love somebody and you, in your heart of hearts, are convinced that they are difference makers, that they are going to be part of your team and make you an exponentially better team and you're going to be a starter and a difference maker for years to come in the league, you have to take that guy. And I don't mean difference maker by scoring touchdowns, too. Joe Thomas has been a difference maker by shutting down a position for 5-6-plus years, mm-hmm. making plays there, being consistent, being reliable, not being an issue, knowing that he could lock down the left side of the line. I think Alex Mack has done that to its center. So it could be a different position that sometimes aren't as sexy as just scoring touchdowns, but it is imperative that you get a guy who's going to play and contribute solidly for you for years to come. But statistics have said that there's been a lot, and again, there's another nice article on Cleveland.com about the history of the top 10 picks since the Browns have come back in 99. And boy, there have been some incredible years where most of the top 10 was a disaster and a wipeout, where you look at it and say, oh my God, I'm glad I didn't pick there. Unfortunately, we've had picks in them where six, seven, eight, nine of the top 10 guys haven't been really playmakers, and it's been players 15 through 30 who have been the better long-term NFL playmakers and pros. So if you have a clear-cut love opinion on somebody, I think you follow through with it. But if you have them demons in your head, if you have those thoughts in your head that you're not sure, there are typically other teams that want to jump up, and they're paying incredibly higher prices to move up, sometimes just a few picks to get those spots. And if you're able to get picks next year and get some picks later this year, and still keep your first-round pick, albeit a little bit later, there's a lot of great depth in this draft. I think history's going to say in this draft that, the top two quarterbacks are getting a lot of the hype at pick one and pick two. But there's some other players and some other spots that really, I think, are going to be special in the NFL for years to come.
Vernon Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, as we really look at these first three picks that the Browns have and what should be done, I think, to address the needs that this team has and also address the quality, the value in ways that you would think would make sense. I'm looking at, all right, if we stick with conventional wisdom and it is, you know, running back, then somewhere receiver, and then somewhere quarterback. I guess my hesitation to go with the offensive lineman in this equation, in this top three pick area, is that it is a right tackle. And it's, yes, an important position, but I guess I'm inclined to think that I can get that position a little later on. I can address it maybe a different way. I don't necessarily have to invest a premium choice there, but I think for different, you go back to your point earlier in this discussion about difference makers, and I agree with you, a tackle can be such a difference maker as Joe Thomas has been for this franchise, but I'd also say that I guess from a playmaking standpoint, all those three spots and with the potential of one of them, let's say it's a Brandon Whedon as opposed to a Ryan Tannehill, a quarterback, you're getting someone who, you know, conceivably is stepping in and doing something for you sooner rather than later.
Well, that could be true. Like the thing with the lineman though, on the right guard or right tackle spots, is that, again, with the way people pressure the quarterback now, and again, keep in mind, I being an ex-quarterback, when we never took an offensive lineman when I played, so I may have some predisposed thoughts in me about wanting to maybe overprotect the quarterbacks. But if you could get great at a spot, especially as short as some of the routes are that we throw, and you're trying to get control of the line of scrimmage, not getting pressure in your face, keeping the D linemen's arms down by having a physical presence, even if it's at the right guard and right tackle, that wear down the defensive line and allow you to not get pressure in your face and make those throws, especially because the short throws, you actually need to have a better offensive line to be stout and get into the D linemen to wear them down, to keep their arms down from swatting and knocking down the balls. There's a benefit to that. Is it the best, most valuable benefit for the third, fourth, fifth pick? Probably not. But it's better than ending up with Aaron Curry or Peter Warwick or some of the other fourth round picks that at the time of being drafted seemed awesome.
Fourth overall picks, you're saying.
Fourth overall pick.
Yeah.
That those guys thought were going to be awesome and end up being nothing, to at least get something that you know for sure is going to be, or as close as for sure as you could get, it's going to be at least contributing solidly to your team, is significantly better than ending up with something that in April and May sounds good, but when it gets to production time and actually fulfilling that promise, like Peter Warwick or Aaron Curry, and they come up zeros, that would be the kiss of death, I think, for us.
Yeah, and I would go along with that, is you can't, and this was a point that Tom Heckert made the other day, can't miss on premium picks and how much they can set back your franchise. But I also think in terms of the reality of what you're looking for, you can get the two-time Pro Bowler as opposed to, say, the 10-time Pro Bowler, as long as you're not dealing with a bust. I mean, the whole thing is to just avoid whiffing completely on the pick. And I think this is where there is something to be said for staying true to what you know. You know, your board is set for a lot of different reasons. Talent evaluation is the biggest, but also personal evaluation, character evaluation, you know, getting the right kind of guy that you believe will be dedicated and work toward becoming a better player and want to be committed to playing in this league and isn't just, you know, isn't just doing it because he wants to tell everybody, yeah, I'm an NFL guy and I'm getting paid to be an NFL guy. Those guys don't last. Those guys don't, most of those guys don't even make it out of training camp. So I think it's very key, crucial to get the right guy as much as it is the right talent.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the right guy from character and personality standpoint, how he integrates within the building, within the locker room, within the sideline, within the team plane, within the team bus, within the meeting rooms, you know, with the veterans, with the younger guys, in the weight room, in a work ethic, off the field, it is imperatively important. Also, too, I could add in, your board is your board, but also putting in players on your board that fit who you want to be. And again, Bill Walsh in this West Coast phrase that I don't particularly like, and I think it's overused, and I know when they were doing it, they didn't like it, because they were as physical a team, and on the offensive line and the defense, led the league in rushing a few years too, with, although people thought it was always great passing, but they were as physical. And when you talk about adding, whether it's offensive lineman or defensive front seven, I do think strength and physical ability is something that's imperative to have within the players too. You couple that with character and work ethic, and it's hard to go wrong with those type of characteristics.
Bernie, great stuff as always. I look forward to talking with you again on Thursday. I'll be in New York, but you're going to check in with me from Berea, from the Draft Central here, and I'll be talking with you from Draft Central there. So it should be a lot of fun.
I'll be at headquarters. I'll take your spot on Keep Berea Safe on Thursday, Vic.
I love it. Please do. You'll take my watch. He is Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Jim Swayze. You know, Half Price Books turns 40 years old this year, and that's a pretty big deal in my book, pardon the pun. A time warp back to 1972, if you can. The Godfather, The Last Picture Show, Led Zeppelin, The Waltons, and Half Price Books opened its first store for those of us with a passion for reading, a conscience for the environment, and an eye for a bargain. Almost everything's half price or less, and things have only gotten better. Sure, technology's changed a lot, but like I tell Jenny, Half Price Books is the only place where books, music, and movies find you. We never leave the store without a stack of things we had no idea we were looking for. Each store is
super easy to shop with lots of friendly folks to help. These days, the best reason you should visit Half Price Books is because, well, you deserve it. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Menor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
The worldwide leader in Cleveland cybersports. The all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Crowd, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24-7, 365 to the pulse of the Cleveland sports scene.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPNCleveland.com.
Four, join me, Greg Brenda, and PGA Golf Pro Jimmy Hanlon, Saturday mornings on ESPN 850 WKNR from 7 to 9 for the WKNR Golf Show, presented by Nemacolin Woodlands Resort. Tune in every week for the latest golf news and tips to improve your game. The WKNR Golf Show is presented by Nemacolin Woodlands Resort and brought to you by ERC Health, Axelrod Buick GMC, the Spine and Orthopedic Institute at St. Vincent Charity Medical Center, Golf Tech, and ESPN Cleveland.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
old enough to remember. This was the theme song of Dog Day Afternoon, Al Pacino, Amarina, Elton John. Nice rejoin here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And this is the Ask Vic portion of the show, which is also driven by Liberty Ford. And we take your questions via the Browns official Twitter and Facebook pages. Via Twitter, Dale asks, can Buster Screen grow into one of the draft picks from last year, grow into one of the four corners? He's intriguing, speedy, greasy fast speed. I like that, greasy fast speed. Yeah, I think his speed alone makes it interesting. Certainly a guy who also you would think can factor into special teams, but especially into the secondary, where I think it, you know, the picture gets more interesting in his year two and year two of having Dimitri Patterson, a veteran, though, on this team and growing into a more important role. But I think the speed's important, and I think it's even more vitally important that Buster Screen gets the additional time to work with and understand this scheme and understand the coverages. And I think there's reason to be optimistic that he's more than just a fast guy. He's a fast guy who can, you know, who can do some things to help this defense. Charlie, via Twitter, yes to Morris Claiborne at number four. Aside from Luck and RG3, Claiborne has the next amount of talent. If not, the Browns, well, you know, if they don't get him there, the Browns will regret it. Charlie, I hear you on that. I don't know if I'm as confident he's the lock that you say he is for that spot. I mean, I think his talent is immense, and I can't see anything wrong with having him on the team. But I'm just not 100% sure that, you know, getting him there and he falls in line on your talent list as the, you know, the third guy after the two you mentioned at the quarterback position, or maybe, you know, with Matt Khalil, you didn't mention him, but I mean, he sounds as safe a guy as could be taken at the third spot, if he's in the third spot. And if he's not in the third spot and he's at four, and then you're weighing Claiborne and Khalil at four to go along with Trent Richardson. You got a heck of a decision to make I don't know that you make a wrong one there. But the thing I want to know more about with Morris Claiborne or Seymour is how this is going to translate, what he did at the collegiate level, where you've got a lot of athleticism and physical gifts to go along with. Now it becomes more of, you know, a game where you've got to deal and react and you know, see what veteran quarterbacks like Ben Roethlisberger are trying to do to mess you up. Or Joe Flacco tries to do to mess you up on a given play. Or Peyton Manning. Yeah, he's on the schedule this year. Charles, via Facebook, all I want to say is I want Trent Richardson in the draft. I'm not giving up on Colt, but if I'm wrong, I will know next year. LOL. Trent Richardson is a beast, and he will look good in brown and orange. And, Charles, this goes into the thinking of, and we're seeing a lot, I'm seeing a lot of this via social media, the support for McCoy and the idea that a Trent Richardson becomes part of this making McCoy better by having a guy like him around him. And Illis echoes this via Twitter. They need Richardson or Blackman, the Browns. Their offense is horrible, and I don't think McCoy is the problem. He's got no weapons. So it's all about, again, getting the weapons. But and I think where it comes to Richardson or Blackman, yeah, you're getting one or the other, perhaps, in that four spot. All right. We know that by now. We want to thank Joe Thomas and Bernie Kosar and Gary Stifler. And we want to thank Lauren Voorhees. And we want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.